Now, in the next hour, a Fortune 500 company is going to lose $125,000. 125 G's next 60 minutes. Now, you can study your own company, or you can look at studies like McKinsey's, and we know that this company is going to go on to lose $250 million in the next year. You know what this company is going to lose all this money to? It's going to lose it to what 80% of companies have trouble with. It's going to lose it to bad decision-making. That's right, bad decision-making. So to get a feel for this, we consider the amount of time the average leader spends just trying to get to a decision. It's an astounding 70%, 70%. So you take one of life's most precious commodities, time, and 70% of it spent hemming and hawing just trying to get to that decision. There's a lot of just spinning the hamster wheel in there. There's a lot of decision fatigue in there. As a matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of human hours wasted, $250 million worth. And here's the thing. We haven't even gotten to the most critical part of all of this, which is the subpar dissatisfying outcomes that all this leads to. Now think about what this is saying. An ineffective decision process throws $250 million into the garbage chute, and thereafter, you get bad outcomes like losing sales or profits or market share. Now, if you're not a large organization, you might be thinking, well, this isn't about you. Well, the good news is you're probably only going to lose a fraction of that. But what fraction of losing $250 million is okay? 1%? It's 2.5 million? 1/10%? 250,000? And what fraction of your sales, profits, or market share are you ever okay with losing? Let's take a deep pause and think about it. Whether your organization has 100,000 people or you're a 1, 2, or 5-person team, just take a moment and think about all the time you spend over-analyzing, over-brainstorming, over-talking, worrying, getting flustered, so that you can just simply make a decision on something. Now, on the flip side, let's just think about what you can accomplish if, through wiser, more profitable decision-making, you could shave just a half hour off of this process per day. That's 10 hours a month for everyone. You can invest that elsewhere. More productivity, more happiness, more sleep. Just anywhere, but just not in the throes of inefficient, uneventful decision-making. And that's where the win-win comes. Because once you gain this extra 10 hours per person, that's when morale and performance go up. That's when you start making a positive impact on what you're trying to achieve. So whether you're an individual, an SMB, or a Fortune 500 company, if you're struggling with your outcomes or you're looking for more, you need to take a look under the right hood, and that's your decision-making. Your decision-making process drives everything. It determines who does what and when. It keeps the lights on. It keeps the factories running. It determines the bolt that's being used and the marketing mix the world experiences. It's what provides the solid career path or the failed attempt at success. It's what makes someone get straight A's in school or turn to drugs for a lifetime battle with bad habits. The decision process drives everything. So here's the $250 million opportunity. Or a sound fraction of that, depending on the scale of your responsibilities. It's to upgrade your decision-making and make it profitable. In other words, make it wise. Make it dependable. And doing this is the fastest way to save resources and secure more opportunity. So the options are clear. You can apply the wisdom of making more impactful, positive decisions, or you can keep throwing money at it, or you can keep hemming and hawing in the hamster wheel with your fingers crossed and take your pick. Well, since we're here, the opportunity is now. So let's keep going and figure it out.